I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen in studio, Bill Bush just from afar again in the piano room. Once again, Bill, looking very regal as always this morning behind you.
Hi, Steve.
There you are.
Me and Jake have already spoken. We speak usually about 10 minutes when this thing happens.
It's a mic check.
I just gotta finish this show and I'll be en route back to, I'll be back to Lincoln early today. So
nice.
Excited for that to get back. What is my weather situation when I get back to Lincoln?
I'm glad
today?
You asked, Bill, because until 10 a.m., as of midnight through 10 a.m., we are in our first frost warning of the year.
Have we hit it yet? Have we hit the number? I know
it's
we talked
30,
science
yeah.
yesterday.
Here's the thing. There's frost on my windshield this morning.
It is 30 degrees at this exact moment, Bill. 30 degrees in Lincoln. We're in a dense
that
fog advisory.
That should put the end to all mosquitoes and slow down the growth of grass tremendously, Steve.
Is that what happens? Were you having mosquitoes on that south side of town?
We have some. We have that. We have mud. We have mud and mosquitoes. So a lot of the same problem from the to the north side. Yes.
Hey, now there was frost on my truck window.
Did you have to scrape it?
You could use the water.
Okay.
That's my favorite move. That is the move of all moves when you use the wiper fluid.
Right.
Sometimes too. It refreezes so fast. Then sometimes it's like, okay, what am I even trying here? But it's a lot.
And by the way, it's not water that comes out. You're right. Wiper fluid.
Yeah. There you
water.
Go.
You could do that. It took about three blocks for it to clear up completely. So you're in that stage. It's a wonderful.
There's many times I've driven to work when I parked outside where I just didn't take the time to scrape the windshield. I'm looking through like maybe a 2-inch gap. So if there's something on the right side, I'm like, well, I'm going to get screwed, but I better stay focused on these 2 inches I can see. And I hope it doesn't fog over that part.
Why not just scrape it?
Because it's the effort. Sometimes I was running late in the past for that. Now I park inside the garage, so things are better. But
we've all
there was times I did not, and that was not fun. Scraping the car.
When you know what's serious is this one. When you're driving at that chill, and you know it's probably in the 20s, and you have to roll down the window
right.
on the right side because you can't see out that side at all. So okay,
right.
I have no idea what's going on that side. So you're driving with wiper fluid going,
yep.
And then you have your window down to one side to try to see out a little bit.
Yeah,
everyone's done it.
I pull onto Adams. I take a left onto Adams, so I'm looking out the right side and I can't see anything. So yeah, I had to roll it down. Yeah, you're
yes.
right. We're all in this together.
We're all in this together. Right. Yeah. So
and just if you stop and think, the biggest usually problem is that I'm like, okay, I don't have a scraper in here. I don't have this. I'm not built for this. And the chance of me like getting like a credit card out and trying to chip away at it's like
card.
Zero.
What's Bush doing over there?
A credit card. I've never done that.
Well, that's been done
before.
I think the breakers would chime in.
Some sort of card.
That's
yeah.
a common.
Yeah. That's not totally weird.
Common move.
Yep.
Yes.
Done that.
Well, that's awesome. That'll be nice for you. You know how much I appreciate that coldness.
Yeah. So right now,
I think
Bill,
I've got
30 degrees in Lincoln at this moment. Dense fog advisory and a freeze warning until 10 a.m. this morning. So it's here. Winter has arrived, apparently. We're here.
Bill, you're so happy right now, aren't
yeah, look
you?
At he's just smiling.
Oh, I am. This is my dream world. A couple months of fun here. Yes.
Here it is.
A couple
Dark.
Months of fun.
Here it is.
Yes.
Here it is. The freeze happened.
And then we've confirmed that this is daylight savings time, correct? Is
this
that
weekend,
confirmed, Jake?
Sunday confirmed. We will, we go back. I forget how it works. It
I
is this
too.
Sunday.
Fall forward, spring ahead.
Okay, we fall forward then.
Okay, and that means
that means we're gonna get an extra hour of sleep.
Or does it fall backwards, spring ahead?
I think you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend. This Sunday.
Fall backwards. I don't think fall forward's correct. It is fall backwards.
I
think
it's don't know.
It's very confusing.
We just know that it's one of them this Sunday, and it'll be darker earlier than it has been.
We know the clocks are going backwards, but also which now is no fun because you used to always have to adjust your clocks and everything. Now there's really no adjusting. I don't even know if we don't even have a clock in our house, and everything else adjusts automatically. Phones and Apple Watches, whatever. So there's not much to the task.
You said something interesting. No clocks in the house. They are passe. They are really passe clocks.
Yeah, we don't have a clock in the house anymore.
What about like in the
grew
microwave?
Up my
the
whole
microwave.
Life with a clock. Yeah.
You got to adjust the microwave.
What was your
clock
location, Steve, in your house?
What was it?
Yeah, where was it?
Yeah, you had to have growing up. You had to have a clock somewhere. A main clock, like it's in the kitchen. Ours was in the kitchen. We didn't have one anyplace else besides the kitchen. And then we had a mini grandfather clock that we did have, but a lot of times that one wasn't even accurate.
I don't think we have. I'm not. This is true. I hope somebody's listening in my family.
Marty, chime in because whatever he's going to come out of his mouth right now, I don't believe.
I don't think we had one.
We need confirmation, yes or no.
I mean, we definitely had. Everybody had a what do you call it by your bed, like a radio clock by your bed. Everybody had that.
Alarm clock.
I guess you'd call it a radio alarm clock. But I don't remember.
I can picture it right now. Yeah. It was red lettering. I can see what it looked like.
Yeah. Those were very important in our day and age, right?
Yes.
Those were huge.
Oh, very much.
Much bigger deal than they are now.
Yeah, you don't see those very often. Your phone is your alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. But those were
radio.
Think
of the change. Steve, you did a lot of traveling. The change when you would get to the hotel and you'd try to set that alarm clock and it would work 10% of the time, and also making the critical phone call to the front desk for the wake up call, which no longer exists either. Everything's off your phone. So there was, Jake, an alarm clock in every single hotel room, and they would all be different. Nothing was ever universal.
No. And we lived in a period where the wake up call was once very reliable, but then degenerated into very hit and miss.
The number of times I woke up and I'd be like, what the? And it's like 20 minutes later, never at that. But the wake up call never happened.
Never happened.
It never happened.
What happened? Like, yes. He's got lazy at the front desk?
I just think
miscommunication?
It's just part of the crumbling of our society, basically. It started to happen with the wake up call.
The best part of it, too, is that I go way back now, everything got automized. Obviously, I was done automatically via computer, or whatever, they set it before a wake up call. There were times when you just got a wake up call where the front desk actually called you.
That's what I'm saying.
There was a person on the phone, and sometimes they would talk to you, Jake.
Right. How's your morning going? Like wake up.
Yeah,
good
not
morning.
Not
you
a lot
good
of
morning
talk.
From the lady down at the front desk.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Bill. It went from being reliable and real to a period where you could do it, but it may or may not come. It might happen and it might not.
It might not call you.
To nothing at all now.
Yeah.
Can I get a wake up call? What? Like what?
What's that?
They wouldn't know what it was. They'd have no
Use
idea.
Use your phone, old man. Right? Yeah. What they tell you, basically.
Yes, they do.
That's what they would say.
I don't appreciate that.
I'm just saying they'd be very cruel, unlike they used to be, very kind and polite and saying, hey, good morning. Wake up. How are you?
Boomer.
My parents still use an old school alarm clock. It's incredible.
Because they live in better times.
We live in better times.
We should be
like
that.
I told my dad too. My dad has some sort of, I don't know what it is for a phone, but my mom has a iPhone. I said, just use the iPhone. It's real simple how to set the alarm. We have an alarm clock. That's what we use. They've also been married 70 years. So they kind of have a plan.
Yeah, they have a good plan.
It works.
They have a very good plan. Yeah, you could talk at the grocery store today about the frost. I guarantee you that'll be a conversation.
Well, that'll be a big story.
Be excitement there. All right, it's finally winter.
Yeah, did you guys get frost on your window? Yeah, yeah.
More to come. I don't think it's going to be that cold, though. Look at the next 10 days. I mean, we look all right. I'm seeing back to the 60s from Sunday through Friday next week. Low 60s. We're talking that's fall.
Sunday.
Fall weather.
What about Saturday, though?
Fall weather.
Game day.
The high is 49 on Saturday.
Okay.
At kickoff at 6:30, you're looking at a temperature of about 43 with a feel-like of 42.
Okay.
it'll get down to the feel like about 35 by the end of the game.
Really good football weather, right, Bill?
Yes.
Yes, it's great football weather.
Yeah, so this but is
I have a, something to bring up. I have a question, and then we can make it into a statement later. What's your thoughts on if I supplied candy, what if we had a deal set up like that for tomorrow morning that the Breakers could bring their kids down before school and stop by and do a trick-or-treat at the station? Would that be something that would interest the break? I'm kind of asking the Breakers, I guess. Would it be something that would interest them? Would they have interest in stopping down to the station before, during the show, during breakfast? During our break, we could do trick or treat.
As long as it's not a trunk or treat in the car, it's got to be inside. Inside the studio.
We will not have our vehicles pulled up with trunks open.
Don't you even look for them.
You stop by. We want to see. So, Breakers, let us know if you might be in tow down there with your kids, because I would supply that if possible.
Yeah, that would be incredibly annoying, but I
no, it would be awesome. Trick or treat.
I can go along with
at 7 a.m.
I could learn
to
like.
You said it would be incredibly annoying to have our loyal Breakers stop down to take the time to bring their
We're
kids down to
We're giving them
the
a treat.
Express to us that they love the station, they love the show.
And they want candy.
And they just want to show off their
They can express in other ways.
Steve would like to have just a Halloween text tomorrow.
Just bring cash.
Just wave.
Really
walk by and wave. It's fine.
It's fine. I'm joking. It'd be fine.
We'll let the Breakers decide. We'll see how it pans out.
Some little kids walking.
We will. People, you're invited. Breakers, you're invited to stop by tomorrow morning for some candy.
How fun.
We'll have our own trick or treat here at the station.
I see Steve's. Yeah. All right.
You'll receive the candy straight from Sip. Hey. Just to make you even happier.
I'll even dress up.
So Jake and Steve, what would Jake's take be on that? Everyone shows up dressed up as a Husker football player in all black.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Jake will turn them away.
Yes. Where's your red at? To see if red people. Yes.
No, I think it's a fine idea.
People should do that.
I'm joking around.
You're welcome to stop by tomorrow morning and come get some candy for trick-or-treating early. On behalf of Bill, early break for bringing the candy.
We don't have to dress up.
I'll obtain some candy.
Yeah, we don't have to dress up, though, right?
No, we don't have to. But if you want to, I won't push back.
I'm going to say right now, it has to be a 72% chance that Jake Sorensen shows up tomorrow in costume. There's a great chance that Jake.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No.
Don't think so?
No.
What would you wear?
I don't have a costume.
What would the odds be of me and Steve taking time to get up at 4 in the morning to do an elaborate costume up for the show?
It would for sure not be elaborate if I had something thrown on. Like, oh, here's a, I don't know, whatever I have in the closet.
The odds are very low.
Nothing thought about, but. Hey, we got to give a congratulations to Rudy's Toronto Blue Jays.
Please.
They have not won the World Series, but things look good. They win last night in L.A. 6-1, the pitcher, Treya Savage. 12 strikeouts.
Whoa.
12 strikeouts for Treya Savage. How about this? The first three pitches of the game, two of them were hit for home runs.
Wow.
The very first pitch, gone. And then for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 0-1 count, he hits a home run on that. So two of the first three pitches thrown went yard last night. By the Blue Jays.
Who was pitching?
Blake Snell, their ace.
Oh.
6-1. Blue Jays up 3-2. Game 6 tomorrow could be the deciding game 6 in the World Series.
I kind of like that. It's back in Toronto.
Yes.
Right?
For game 6 and 7, if 7 happens.
Can you please spell that name of that pitcher?
Yes. YESAVAGE. It's like the word savage with Y-E ahead of it.
Okay, Yesavage.
Trey Yesavage.
Okay.
12 strikeouts. He's very tall. Very tall. But
like Randy Johnson tall?
I'm not close, probably.
Here, I got
in
it.
That ballpark,
I'll make myself useful. Now, this is big news. 3-1?
3-2.
Oh, 3-2.
That's still 3-2. He's going to game 6 in Toronto, the Blue Jays lead. That's tomorrow night on Fox, 7:00. Okay. But yes, it's a big. Now, the pitcher for the Dodgers tomorrow is the one that they can't hit. Yamamoto, he is really good in game 2. Shut the Blue Jays down. He's been great all postseason. So game 7 could be very likely. Rudy says, please no. I want to win in game 6, but.
Ooh, I don't. I want game 7 no matter what.
I want game 6 because of this. I feel bad for the World Series because game 7 is epic, but that's going to be Saturday night. That's football watching time. Like you can have your own, your whole slot Friday night, have it clinched, and not worry about losing your audience in Game 7 to college football games. That's why I hope, for MLB's sake, that that's the only reason why I hope it ends tomorrow.
Trey Yesavage, 6'4", 225. So not quite as big as – I don't think that's
– I think Randy's like 6'9", wasn't
he? That's the next – yeah. Yeah. 6'4". Randy Johnson's size.
How about height?
Yeah.
I think he's like 6'7".
Yeah, he's tall.
Oh, the big unit, yeah, 6'10".
6'10".
6'10".
So, yes.
Throwing 100 with a sidearm, no big deal.
Yeah, that'd be hard, right?
Steve, imagine you at with Columbus baseball, and you're facing Randy Johnson, 6'10", throwing a hundy.
Just swinging every pitch and get out of there.
Just get out of there.
I don't even know.
Just get out of there.
You might even just tap out. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this.
You just go every pitch. I had a plan against Greg Olson, and I'm swinging at every pitch.
No matter what.
I'm going to get out of there.
Yeah, he can throw behind me. I'm swinging at it, though.
He hit me three times. I don't know if he was trying to hit me, but he hit me three times, and he hit me on the bottom of the foot once. In it
sounds personal.
Yeah,
it sounds personal.
Steele's girlfriend or what?
No. He lived in Omaha.
Fair to ask.
Omaha Northwest. Anyway, Trey Yesavage, 3-2.
Hearing this is the first ever in the history of the World Series, the first back to back leadoff homers in the history of the series.
Wow, Rudy.
We saw history last night.
Rudy has a jacket on.
And I was watching when it happened. I was like, yeah, I saw it actually happen.
Did
I had
you?
Eyes on the scene.
Did you?
It went very quiet. In L.A.,
your
boy Jason Bateman was in the crowd last night. Marty from Ozark,
really?
Marty Bird.
There's probably a lot.
They
of
showed stuff. A lot of celebrities. Yeah, like Andy Garcia was there, and others.
Not a lot of movies being made.
Is Andy
right
Garcia
now?
Still really, really factored in as a celebrity?
He was sitting in a suite at that stadium, so that's got to be a very, very, very expensive ticket. I saw parking was like $80 there. That was the cheapest parking. Was like $80.
That's L.A.
At Chavez Ravine.
That doesn't strike me as that high, to be honest.
That was the lowest price. Like, okay. Went up like to $200 to park.
Okay, that's...
To
well,
park.
It's the World Series now.
Like, they're offering... They had like a tomahawk steak for $200 at the stadium.
Oh.
That was not AI. That was real.
Really?
Probably in the suites, but I don't think you go to the concession stand like on the main lobby and just get... Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary, you know, of steak, but they were offering some gourmet treats.
Bill, he came with Andy Garcia.
Well, they showed.
What I mean. I'm blown away by that one. There's all kinds of stars there.
I said that because Fox panned to the different people. They went Jason Bateman, then they went to Andy Garcia, and then I lost track of who they were going to because I looked away from the screen. But it was that order when they showed the actual broadcast.
Oh, there's Affleck, and there's Damon. Oh, there's Andy Garcia, too. Andy made it.
Bateman was like sitting behind home plate, so he was in the actual with the people, and Garcia was in the suite level, not with the people.
I would tell you, Bill, I wouldn't know Andy Garcia if he walked into the middle.
No,
they just showed his name. That's why I said it. I wouldn't know him either, to be very fair. But they showed him on the screen.
If he was getting coffee, we'd have no idea.
Who are you? Mandy Garcia. And you do what?
I'm serious. If he sat down at the mill,
I just said it because
no idea.
He was the next person that showed after Jason Bateman.
And he was the second guy shown on
Fox,
TV.
Fox claims he's most famous enough to be shown on the broadcast.
Jake went Andy Garcia.
Blame Fox.
That's
for that.
Unbelievable. Well, Andy Garcia was there. Must have been a big game in L.A. Andy Garcia made it. Imagine that. Steve, you remember watching the Lakers game all the time like that with Jack Nicholson and Andy Garcia right next to him?
Yeah. Oh, God. Anything else? Idle chit-chat at home.
Think about that. Steve, because we grew up with the Lakers watching Jack Nicholson, and Diane Cannon always sat next to him. And I have no idea what movies or shows ever that Diane Cannon was in. I have no idea. But Diane Cannon was in every, we sat right next to Jack, or right within that, within a couple of places of Jack.
You would only be mildly interested in it, but it was a big moment in my life when I was, I got to do a story on Ty Lue. So I went in the Lakers locker room and I was standing outside the locker room as you would do as a reporter. And in the, you know, it's in the Fabulous Forum. It's not the Staples Center back then.
Yeah.
It was a Fabulous Forum, and I'm standing in this, yeah, I'm standing in this corridor, and there's Diane Cannon and Al Davis that would just walk right directly by me. It freaked me
out. So which one was bigger? Mellencamp, Diane Cannon, and Al Davis?
They're all very little people, all three. Diane Cannon's really little, and Al Davis is really little. Like, I'd say smaller than me.
Is it Diane Keaton or Cannon?
Cannon, for sure.
Okay.
Not Keaton. It's Diane Cannon.
Not Keaton.
Cannon was much better looking. Okay. Diane Cannon, much better looking.
Gotcha. Hey, by the way, they did show Leo DiCaprio last night also.
That's a big one.
So they went,
That's not Andy Garcia.
I'm telling you, it went Bateman, Garcia, then someone else, and then DiCaprio. They put Garcia as number two. I would put DiCaprio above him if I was the Fox broadcast. That's just me.
Andy Garcia.
I can't imagine that Andy Garcia even made it.
He made the celebrity list.
Incredible. I don't even know if he's an actor anymore, Jake.
I don't know either. I think he quit acting. Like, I think he quit acting 40 years ago. I hope people are just as confused
as we are. They're like, why would they show him as the famous celebrity at the game?
But he does taxes now, Jake. He's like your dad.
He's an accountant. Ready for taxes.
He probably works for the Dodgers. He probably does something with the concession stands or something.
He works for the Dodgers. He's in concessions.
You know, he was famous at one time, apparently. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738ag.com. How does the frost affect Joey today, Bill?
It'll be just like sugar. The cold frost, like the weather, it's like putting a battery, a new battery in someone. That's what Joey will be like. Because I know with sugar, when that temperature drops, it's like you can't hardly control. When you go outside for that walk and that cold air hits her, she is giddy. And that's the same way Joey will be. It'll be like he'll stick a new battery just got put in Joey.
Like a female dog.
Thank you to Joey and 738 Egg out for Trent. Doing great things.
He'll have dog-like energy today.
738ag.com.
You don't just see Joey running around the
field.
Doing
the zoomies. What's Joey doing out there going back and forth?
Why is he chasing his tail? It's so weird.
What's Joey doing out there? He's got the zoomies. Joey's got the zoomies.
He's going crazy.
He's laying his back on the yard.
Weird. Rolling around.
What is Joey doing?
In Bertrand.
He thinks he's sugar.
He thinks he's sugar.
464-5685.
Call Tram belly rub.
Call or text the show.
Belly, Joey.
As always, there was a report going around last night we need to address and give an update on. Now, there was a report by Josh Peterson, 1620 The Zone, SI.com, he wrote for, that Matt Rhule had signed an extension with Nebraska, with the rumors of all of Penn State and whatsoever. You're hearing that's not officially true as of right now.
It's a little awkward. I think it might
happen. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't. I think it's going to happen for sure. And it's possible it has happened. But as I laid my head down to sleep last night at about 10:45, I know that it hadn't. I just think it's going to, and maybe it did. Maybe it did subsequently. Now, you notice though, there's a lot of people that are not reporting it.
Right.
You know,
just one person went forward with it. Right. Interesting.
Right. There's a. I mean, the Herald, the Journal Star, the Pete Thamels, usually it's a Pete Thamel type deal. The On Three, there was no follow-ups, and I think there's probably a reason for that. But I do think it'll happen, and it was a safe bet. I mean, we're in pretty much a world now where there's no ramifications for being wrong.
No, sure. Go ahead and report what you want.
Throw anything out there. Yeah.
Right. So
you don't have to even really recount yourself the next day or anything.
No, you don't. Move on. No, you absolutely don't. And it was a safe bet. You know, it's a safe bet that it's going
to
happen.
You expect news today on that front?
Yeah, I do. But I don't know for sure. That's the quandary that this puts you in. I don't know for sure. I think so. I was thinking maybe this morning, but based on what I heard last night, I'm not sure. Maybe sometime, though, before the game, I would say.
So we flash back to Northwestern beats Penn State mid-October. Nebraska beats Maryland that same day. And, of course, that's when James Franklin gets fired. I mean, that whole week was all about Matt Rhule's going to Penn State. It's been our conversation for the last 2 weeks. Is that,
well, subsided, right?
He was the favorite seen by the betting services for a couple weeks. And I think this week it went to, like, Joe Brady was up there and Brian Hartline. Yeah. And Matt Rhule's still up there at the top, towards the top. But the talk had really simmered down.
Oh, it had. Yeah, it was really – that's the way I would describe it, too. At first, it was, yeah, he's a lead dog in this.
Or
in this
the ring. Lead dog.
Yeah, the lead dog. And then he became like a second group guy, right?
That's kind of what it felt like. It felt like the names and stuff you were hearing were much different somewhat quickly, but you never know what goes on. The person that has to be nervous, and not because of what he did, but the big extended contracts – You want that to work out really bad if you're the AD, regents, whoever's all involved in this process. Because you see the mayhem that is going on at LSU right now because of the long extended contracts that have went bad for LSU. And you always hear like that ADs, like when things aren't going well for certain people, the ADs are basically on call. You hear it all the time with McIntosh at Wisconsin.
Yep.
Well, he's the one who hired Fickell. He's the one who brought him in here with a whole different plan. So it's always a little bit nerve wracking at that time. But some of the extended 10-year contracts, there's been a few fails. And so that makes you very nervous as a administration when you're doing that. You want things to go well.
Yeah. Now, as far as Rhule goes, I think what they will lay out will take him through 2033. He's currently signed through 2030, and we've mentioned this on the show. His contract starting in 2027 will actually be higher than Kurt Cignetti's as it is right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, as it stands. So I don't know what the other thing about the reporting is. My preference is to wait till we know all the terms. Not just say a deal has been signed. It doesn't really say much to me. I want to know what the terms are. Those are not out there.
Is there a pay bump in here or
right,
what?
Right. What's
the buyout?
Yeah, exactly.
All these things we need to know.
The buyout's the one that's absolutely. Is the buyout? Is there mitigation?
Right.
Those are the things that the two big things that stand out is okay. Because sometimes you would see that happen a lot where you would see this one I'm sure is different. So I'm not putting this in that category. But a lot of people you'd hear – hey, we're going to give them an extension to show this isn't what's going on here. But a lot of times you say, hey, they're getting so-and-so got an extension, a vote of confidence. Mm-hmm. But then you look in the weeds and the buyout's the same.
Yeah.
What it was prior to like that. I'm not at all referencing that's the case here, sure. But that's what you would see quite a bit where it's like, hey, we're giving them a 2-year extension. They really didn't do anything because they can still fire them for the exact same amount of money.
Okay.
If that ever had to come up.
Yeah.
So that's just breaker knowledge, not what's happening at Nebraska. I have zero knowledge of that.
Yeah. I would just, as far as this goes, Jake, I think that it could happen this morning. If it doesn't, then I'd just wonder a little, not a lot. It'll happen.
Yeah, and they can set up, if it does happen today, we have news that Rhule's sticking around, signs an extension, and then he has a chance to finally get the ranked win for Nebraska, been waiting for 9 years on Saturday against USC. For himself, he's had a rough go himself in terms of winning ranked teams.
Yeah, he's 0-7 against...
It's an epic weekend.
Yeah, he's 0-7 against ranked teams here, and it's 3-25 overall, which explains probably the Penn State issue. Oh, no, to get him locked in right now makes a lot of sense from a recruiting standpoint. It's a huge recruiting weekend, and he can say to them, yeah, I'm going to be here. Now, also, you have to give voice to the fact that just because you sign a contract extension doesn't mean if someone else came calling, you couldn't go. I mean, you're not bound by law to Nebraska. You're just bound by contract. Yeah. So he could still leave. You know, it happens all the time. Right. I don't expect it at this point. Bill, your thoughts?
No, you're spot on, because that'd be the one of the terms also, because I know that was the when that came up. I know you brought it up, Steve, because I was like, hold it. Doesn't he owe like $38 million he's got to pay back or whatever that obscure number? And you were like, no, we did. We thought the same thing at On Three, did our research. He owed, he had to pay $5 million in his. And so that would be one that if that, that term is a lot different, that can make a difference. But if he still only has to pay out $5 million, mm-hmm. like Steve said, then leaving is still the exact same as it was before. Mm-hmm. There's no difference in the leaving. So those, and again, like that this is just Steve, the one that can talk the most. I know a lot of details of what people I worked with went through. Steve's also covered this with how many coaches, what their contract was, what the buyout is, what the mitigation is, all those things.
Yeah. So that's the important stuff. And that stuff's not out. And I imagine it will. I just think today, sometime, probably not for sure.
I put out the best case scenario. It happens. They win the game against USC. They somehow, again, they're underdogs for a reason to USC. Let's say extension sign, Nebraska gets beat handily. Then you can have people out there say, oh, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this?
Based on one game.
I understand that, but you understand that's how the fan base totally works. That's how fandom is for people.
100%. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, on Sunday morning or Saturday late Saturday night, basically probably more Sunday with being a night game. I mean, there'll be a story immediately with an extension sign. It's going to be incredible extension sign. Nebraska upsets USC by two touchdowns. Incredible. And or just vice versa, extension signed on Thursday, Nebraska loses. It'll be, what are we doing? That will be a storyline on one way or the other on Sunday morning. Would you agree with that, Steve and Jake?
Oh, come on. I mean, this, you know what college football is to me? It's just reveling and overreaction.
It's the overreaction. Yeah.
It's overreaction city.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It's fun.
It is. It's a place that is part of the fun. It really is.
Yeah. It's a place where you can overreact. And not really. Oh, and it's fine.
You're supposed to.
You can't get enough of it. Yeah, the overreactions are literally insane. Remember, though, all they talk about now is just Saban, and he should be, and he's probably my most enjoyable person to listen to. There was a time back, whatever, how many years ago that was, had the game had passed him by.
Yep.
It was discussed. It,
oh, 100%. 100%. Saban's lost it. When they played Texas in the opener a few years ago and they had 11 penalties, I was like, Saban's not Saban anymore. They're not very good.
Yeah.
Remember that when they played Texas and they got beaten? Yeah. They had 13 penalties that day. It was like, what are you doing?
Yes. So your left tackle jumps off sides a couple of times and Saban has no idea what he's lost doing now.
He's done.
He can't even drive to work. He's so confused. Yes. Not true.
So we'll see if there's any news at all this morning regarding, again, there was a report last night. You were not confirming this has happened yet, but there's a report that Rule is going to sign an extension. We will see if that happens this morning.
To be clear, most people didn't report it, right?
One report out there.
Yeah. There might have been more. I don't know.
That's all I saw last night.
Yeah, you would know better than I would.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure. I was up late for some reason last night. I was out.
Yeah. Oh, you say you were up or you weren't?
I was up.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
11 o'clock?
No, about 10:30.
10:30?
Close to that.
Bill,
night? That's crazy talk.
Did you turn in early, Bill Bush?
I was turned in fairly early. Yes, fairly early. Me and Steve, once again, did not connect via phone. We tried that yesterday.
We tried.
How many times was the effort?
I called you. I can document the time because it's on my phone.
Yeah. Well, I called you first, and you didn't. And Steve makes stuff up sometimes. I love.
But what did he say?
What was it yesterday? Also,
on a podcast, on a show. I'm with Munson. He just throws stuff out, and he knows that I don't have a job, so he knows that like when I can't respond.
You're
to
on
anything.
My time, buddy.
He rubs it in my face too.
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm doing this.
I called
I'm
you.
Doing this mega. I'm doing a quad box. I'm doing a quad box with Greeny right now, and I'm on ESPN. I'm on CBS Sports. I'm with Neuheisel right now.
I called you back. You know that. You
I know
saw
you
my
did.
Name.
I know, but still, you love throwing that at me. You know.
Can't talk.
No,
really
I
busy.
Don't. No, I don't.
He knows that I'm always available. He knows that. Well, Bill doesn't have a job.
There's no. It's not that. I did. I just. I don't know what else to say other than I called you back. And I don't. I'm not very good about calling people back. I'm good about calling you back. Right. I always do. I get to you.
You always do. And he stays pretty close to the timeline. He really does.
You know who was interesting? The most interesting person to deal with in this way was Pelini. He would go 3 days if I texted him and then get back to me and said, hey, did you text me? I said, yeah, like 3 days ago.
But did you see in your phone? Look, of course I texted you. Yeah,
3 days ago. That he was that way. It was interesting. And that, so I sort of operate in that manner sometimes. Yeah, I'll get back. It might not be today.
You're trying to be like Bo, huh?
No, not. I mean, just that way, similar. You know. Yeah. What time is it?
It's time to get some breakfast. Yeah. If you're hungry in the downtown area for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, where would you send the breakers this morning, Bill?
The Bird.
The Bird. Early Bird's open right now at 19th and K with free and spacious parking. They've got pastels and stuff. It's a very comfortable
spirited
space.
Walking into the Bird today with the cool weather out.
Yes.
Spirited walking.
During the freeze warning here.
What is spirited walking, by the way?
Chest pumped
out.
You can
see it. I think we could all see it. I think we could all see what it would look like.
Do a little dance in there. They're
not prancing, but they're spirited walking in.
Spirit walking.
And then do that little shoulder shiver as you walk into the Bird.
Yeah.
Rub your hands a couple times together to get a hot cup of coffee.
I can see Andy Garcia doing it right
probably
now.
There at the moment.
Andy Garcia.
From LA last night to the Bird this morning.
He actually might be serving you. He might be
waiting on the table. Bird.
You're a celebrity, huh, Andy? He might serve you breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, variety of waffles, pancakes, French toast, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today. It's open till 2 p.m. every day of the week at 19th and K, Early Bird. With free parking also. When we come back, the governor of Louisiana does not want the current LSU AD to hire the next coach. We'll play some audio of that next on Early Break on the Ticket.